Good morning, folks. This is Scott Howell, and I'm going to demonstrate to you, for you today, the the Bosch Vox Tape Model DMB 5 Plus, made by CareTech, and CareTech is out of the United Kingdom. This tape measure is about the size of a regular tape measure. It's kind of rounded on the top. It's flat across the bottom. It will measure up to 16 feet. And if you have a measurement that's beyond 16 feet, you can actually add to what's in the memory. So you can, you know, continue on and add up all the measurements. It's got a belt clip on it. It has a button for retracting the tape, and the tape actually has a series of holes in it, and that's how it measures determines the measurements, and it'll measure down to, I believe it's about a 16th of an inch. I'll give you the button layout here. On the left hand side of the tape measure, if you turn it so that the tape is on the left hand side, actually the opening where the tape comes out. I will mention that on the top there is a LCD screen, and below that there are two buttons, and then on the bottom row there's actually three buttons, and there's a little, right between the two buttons there's a little I think it's a screen or something in there. Moy said there was nothing in there, so I'm not really sure what the heck it's for. On the right hand side, actually I'll start on the right hand side because this is where the power button is. The power button, you push it in once to get it to turn on. It's also the same button that announces the measurements, and if you hold it in until you hear a beep, you'll actually get you can actually let go of it, then it'll turn it off. Directly across from that button is the button that will give you the measurement plus the measurement of the tape measure case itself, and this is kind of handy if you're measuring maybe like the opening of a door or something. And if you hold that button in, it'll actually switch it from what they call the imperial measurement system, the feet and inches system, to the metric system. Below those buttons is the set of three buttons that are in a horizontal row. On the very left-hand side is the button that'll give you what's in the memory, lets you also delete what's in the memory. The center button's a hold button, and I'm not really sure exactly what this button does. We couldn't find any real reference to it in the manual, so maybe somebody has this thing and could give us maybe a little bit more information on it. But it does seem to hold the value. So that if you were, moving the tape around, it would continue to keep the current value. And if you press it again, it releases that and goes back to whatever the measurement is currently the tape's set at. So it's I guess more or less a hold button. There you go. And to the very and the very last button in the row is the one that lets you add the value to memory. And I'll demonstrate all this. So I'm going to go ahead and turn this on. All right, now it's on. Now the tape is fully retracted. If the tape weren't retracted, it would actually tell you that. I'll demonstrate what it does. Anyways, I'll push the power slash talk button here. It just beeps because the tape's in and there's no measurement being recorded. So I'm gonna measure the width of my basement door here. Now I'm gonna measure this two ways. First, I'm gonna measure it without the case itself, so you can get an idea of what that's like.
2 feet 11 inches and 1/8.
Let me play that again. I wasn't really that close to the unit.
2 feet 11 inches.
if this actually gave that in inches, that'd be kind of handy. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to retract the tape in a little bit and slide it in. Now, here's what it will say with the case included.
With case, 2 feet, 11 inches, and 5/8.
Okay, just to give you an idea of what that'd be like. I let the tape go all the way back in. And so, you know, we have nothing there anymore. And I think it will measure down to about a 1/16 of an inch. Let me see here.
1/16.
Yeah, so I think it actually measures in 1/16 of an inch. It's very, very accurate.
1/16.
Unfortunately, it also has a habit sometimes of thinking that there we go, got it back to zero. By sliding the tape out, because it has little holes in the tape, like I said. And I think there's a little light in there, something that actually reflects through the holes. So let's try something here. Let's add some values to memory. I'm going to measure the width of this door again. And unfortunately, I might have to include the... Let's see, move this out a little bit more. Okay, now, we got the width of the door.
3 feet and 5/16.
Actually, I measured a little bit too far, so I'm including a part of the frame of the door. But now, I'm going to add that to memory.
Add it to memory. 2 feet, 11 inches, and 15/16.
All right, now we're going to roll that baby back in. And for the heck of it, I'm going to measure this miter table sitting here. Okay.
2 feet.
So the miter table is
1 foot, 11 inches, and 15/16.
Okay, so obviously when I picked up the tape so you all could hear it, it jarred just a little bit, so I'm going to double check my measurement again.
2 feet.
All right, so now we're going to add that the value to memory.
Add it to memory, 2 feet.
So now if we want to see what our total is in memory, we'll go over here to the very left-hand button on the bottom row.
Total value in memory is 4 feet, 11 inches, and 15/16.
Now let's hear what that would be in the metric system. There we go.
Imperial system.
Okay, now, let's delete that value from the memory. So hold in the same button that gave me the total in memory.
Memory deleted.
There we go. So now we deleted what was in the memory. Now, this whole button... One of the things I think it lets you do, let me do a little demonstration here. turned itself off. That's what that little beep was. I'm going to pull the tape out in just a little bit here, and it'll say
8 inches and 3/16.
So if I go ahead, and let's see, and I'm not really sure, like I said, I couldn't find a lot in the manual on this, but either we overlooked it or we couldn't find it, so either way, but let me go ahead and this kind of, I think this is sort of, the hold feature does this.
Current value retained.
So now I'm going to reel the tape all the way back in. So... It just now, if I go back and I hit the same hold button again.
Ready, standard measurement.
Now, of course, it's back there to zero. But let's just say that one. It also, if you hold this button in, it will reset it to zero. So, if I pull the tape out a little bit, and for some reason it
1/16.
It's at that 1/16 of an inch, even though the tape is fully retracted. If you hold this hold button in till you hear a beep. So that actually is a reset to zero button. So now
minus.
It says minus, even though the tape's already completely reeled back in. And
standard measurement. 1/16.
Yeah, you little bugger.
Set 0. Minus.
But actually, it, make, reel it back in.
Minus 1/16.
Ah, yes, I see what happens here.
Standard measurement.
So, I'm not really sure how this whole button is supposed to reset it to 0, and it works most of the time, but... Oh, there we go. It's all back to rights. That, I mean, that's basically what the tape measure does. I believe this unit, I got this unit from MaxiAids, and it was about $120, which is kind of expensive, but I've been doing a lot of remodeling on the house, repairs, replacing doors, and things of that nature. So it has proved to be a very invaluable tool. And on that note, I guess I'd like to also mention, if anybody does any woodworking out there, I'll certainly be... Let me demonstrate real quick here. Now it's completely turned off, and it will retain things in memory as long as the battery's in there. Now, typically, I don't store these with batteries in them, just for the fact that it just seems to me that if I'm not using it for any real length of time, it doesn't make any point or serve any purpose to really leave the battery in it, I guess. It's just a real simple flip-open cover that you put the battery in, so it's not a big deal. And if folks do woodworking out there, I'd be really interested in any tips you have on making your own rip fences and things like that. Some of the other really neat tools that I've used that are not at all, made to be accessible or anything like that, but tools that some blind people may not necessarily think about really using. I use a pass load nail gun for nailing up doors and door frames and things of that nature, and what makes them kind of safe and friendly, at least as far as for a blind person, is that they you actually have to press the gun against the work surface before you're allowed to pull the trigger. So as long as you know there's something behind there, the nail's going to go through. That's the only real important issue. Nail guns are not, I won't say that they're incredibly dangerous devices, but I will mention that obviously if not used properly, or you're not really clear as to where the nail is going to be going, they can be kind of dangerous. I have actually shot one nail through a molding, and it went across the rim past where my wife was sitting and landed on her bed. So they do take, it does pay to make sure you know what you're putting that nail in. Why I like them a little bit better than a conventional hammer is just really mainly for the fact that you can actually get the work in place and not have it shifting around when you're whacking away with a regular hammer. My particular nail gun uses a butane cartridge and a battery that actually drives the exhaust fan and the ignition system in it. One of the other things that I'm going to work on is adapting. I have a miter saw, and I like to be able to set it up so that I can put down on the plate that actually has the different degrees for the mitering, your 45 angle and so on. I can detect, because it actually has a click. Now I have a Regent miter saw, and a lot of the good miter saws actually have pre-set detents, and if you forget what those settings are, I'm thinking about putting some dyno tape across there, and has a little window, if you will, so you could almost put it in whatever detent and reach inside the little hole and tell exactly where you are. But for anybody who does a lot of woodworking, any tips is always appreciated, because I do like to build stuff, and Just, you know, haven't thoroughly figured out all the best ways to go about it. But I will admit, hanging doors, even for a sighted person, is pretty tricky. And for a blind person, it can be kind of rough. I use an audible level, but I've found that a lot of times, if just get the thing in the frame and check for all the squareness of it all and all that other good stuff, and a lot of times, you know, it beats, it kind of makes a level somewhat not necessarily always necessary. And sometimes you can't even really always use a level because you always hope that the opening is square to begin with. So anyway, if you have any other questions, or have any questions, I should say, in reference to the tape, like I said, I got it at maxyates.com. The website for the company is www.caretech.uk. It's www.caretech.at. So it's www.caretech, C-A-R-E-T-E-C. That's Charlie Alpha Romeo Echo Tango Echo Charlie dot Alpha Tango. That's what's on the manual here. I'm not familiar with the .at domain, so in any case, if nothing else, you can go to the MaxiAids website and check that out there. So if you do have any questions, you can email me at n3byy, that's November 3 Bravo Yankee Yankee at adelphia.net. That's Alpha Delta Echo Lima Papa Hotel India Alpha dot November Echo Tango. So thank you for listening, and I hope that this was of interest to folks.